Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show. My name's Paul Joseph Watson, and I'll be filling in for the first half of the show because, as you know, Alex Jones and crew are live at the crime scene of Bilderberg 2012, where the criminals are now officially arriving. It's day one. We're going to be going to Alex and crew down there at Ground Zero in Chantilly, Virginia, very shortly, in fact, in the next segment. But as you know, unprecedented security, you know, machine gun nests, mainstream media photographers being threatened with arrest. They've set up a half-mile security perimeter around the entire hotel. And it's all for over 100 of the world's most influential people meeting in secret with barely a whisper from the establishment media. Judging by the tweets, we've actually still got activists inside the Bilderberg Hotel. Of course, they received the letter, the ones that were able to book and actually have their bookings fulfilled. Alex Jones wasn't. He was politely informed 2 days beforehand he wouldn't even be able to get inside the hotel. But there are some activists who booked rooms in the days before the conference began, received letters saying they would be kicked out at noon on Thursday, and it's just coming up to that time now. So last we heard about an hour ago, there are still info warriors and activists inside the Bilderberg Hotel, so that could get very interesting indeed. But of course, again, massive media blockade, but it has thankfully been broken in the United States by the Washington Times, which reports today security tighter than ever at Bilderberg Conference. Chantilly's Westfield's Marriott Hotel is the site of an unprecedented security crackdown as the world's richest and most powerful arrive for the annual Bilderberg Conference. And it talks about hundreds of demonstrators arriving. Obviously, we're expecting closer to 1,000 at least over the course of the weekend, which is when most of the activists will be arriving. And it talks about, again, the half-mile perimeter around the hotel. All non-Bilderberg guests kicked out of their hotel rooms. They received the letter, as I said. And quote, a photographer for the Washington Times was told by law enforcement Wednesday that any attempt to get close to the building would result in arrest. So now, mainstream media photographers trying to cover a meeting of the global elite, the most influential people on the planet, are being threatened with arrest for doing so. So the Washington Times is covering it. How about the Washington Post? You know, financiers, corporate heads, NATO members, the cream of academia, media moguls, the most sought-after technology gurus on the planet, they're all at a clandestine meeting in the Washington Post backyard. You'd expect the Post to be covering it, wouldn't you? Well, not a whisper, not a sentence, not a single word from the Washington Post. And of course, what they normally do is report on the conference when it's over because they don't want to alert other media, other big media organizations, to the fact that it started, that it's going on, because they want to keep it on lockdown for as long as possible, which is why most of the big media reports, if they're forced to make them, will come out on the last day or after the conference has actually ended. And why is the Washington Post so reluctant to report on the global powwow of 120 bigwigs in their own backyard? Well, it's because the publisher of the Washington Post is none other than Don Graham, who is, you guessed it, a regular Bilderberg member. So that's why this morning you're reading about Bilderberg in the Washington Times, but not in the Washington Post. And again, New York Times, ABC, CNN, BBC, absolutely nothing. Imagine if 120 movie stars, baseball stars, from any, you know, genre, entertainment, politics, whatever, if they were meeting, you would get interest. And we've got, so far, nothing. There's been a Daily Mail report, which was largely focusing on our report about the security. A couple of others, but the Washington Times is the only media outlet in the United States to break the Bilderberg information blockade. And we're going to be live at the scene in Chantilly after this break with Alex Jones and crew. So
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew live on the scene. This is the first official day of Bilderberg. The global elite are arriving in their chauffeured limos, and of course, all the activists there for Occupy Bilderberg are gathering at the scene. We're going to have Alex Jones live coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes' time. We're going to hear some bullhorning as the Bilderberg members arrive. They're going to get a big Alex Jones bullhorn right in their face. And we've got reports coming in now that the police have started to harass Alex Jones. Last year in Switzerland, the police were pretty good, but already reports of police harassing Alex Jones. Whether that's for using a recording device, we'll find out. Going live to the video now.
Well, I won't come out here. I told you. You've already seen it. You've been at this. I've been told.
You understand? What I'm going to do is give you a phone from the security officer. He's not an officer. He's trying to blur the lines. Security guard. Security police. I know this. Okay, I'm with the police department. I know that, sir. They can only represent the property owner's rights.
I know. You are not working for them. I'm leaving. I just pulled into a parking lot.
Okay. Well,
I don't care about the notice.
We're here to enforce.
Honestly, you don't want my thing getting towed.
I know.
We're not going to tow while we're here.
I know.
Okay. We're trying to leave. Okay. So if he pulled in here, we're already leaving. Tell them to go ahead and go live to us on the radio.
You're live.
Yeah,
you're live.
Go ahead and bring us live. In. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are here right now. We are about, I don't know, 500 yards away from the protest, and we were driving around looking for parking and saw one area said, don't park over here. So we drove on to another area. Officer, I'm live on the air. And I got over here. Instantly, police were on us. Instantly. And they may be getting ready to try to set us up with a trespassing charge, not just a notice of it. Well, it doesn't matter. It's fine. We'll win, and we'll win in a lawsuit. So I've tried to, again, the sergeant people didn't violate our First Amendment yesterday. We're pressed, driving around in here, trying to find a place to park. They came over. The security guard said, you can't park over here. We're getting in the car to leave, and now they're blocking us in, escalating this. Now, again, network, do you hear me? Are we good? Are we good? Okay, so what we're going to do is, Richard, you're going to go park at that public area. You're going to get a cab and come back over here. I'll have this unit with me. I'm going to get out. Once we drive out.
You get to the park?
No, it's fine, but we don't want to say where that's at. Everybody's going to be there.
E.C. Morris Park.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, we're going to go over there. I'm going to go stand over here on the sidewalk, and we'll meet back up with you. But we can't leave while we're blocked in by the squad car. Okay, so, again, this is just ridiculous. Again, ladies and gentlemen, would have been over there to do the radio show right now. Again, they do not want big protests over here. So, obviously, all these big, you know, military-industrial complex things funded with your tax money, posing as private groups, do not want us parking in the parking lots. That's fine. We're going to go find parking lots elsewhere, but in the whole continuum of this stuff, now we're blocked in here, and I guess we'll probably wait all day for the Lordship security officer to show up here and give us a notice that they don't want us on this private property. When, again, I saw the signs over there and thought, oh, that must be their property. No, I saw signs. I'm going to say it again. I saw signs over there, and I thought, and I said to them, I said, well, that must be owned by the Marriott. They don't want us here. I said, let's go look and try to find some public parking. This is a big, giant complex. And so that's what happened, and that's what we're here doing. And no, I'm not lying.
And I'm trying to help you.
No, I understand, but I'm not.
I told you where to park.
I know, officer, but you're trying. But there you are twisting it. I told you earlier before you went live. I said, I saw the signs over there saying that private property. Well, it didn't even say don't park. It said private property. I thought, well, they must own that because I know they also own another office park. So I thought, we'll come look for public parking over here.
Now, voice,
now we've been blocked in. Now we've been blocked in right here in America. Now, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, streaming live right here. And look at this guy with his eyes all lit up like he's looking at Al-Qaeda or something. We're just trying to get out of here.
We would like to leave, sir.
We're just trying to get out of here. We're just driving around looking for public parking. Yeah, we're trying to go. The police blocked us, and we're unable to leave. And they're asking for our license when he knows full well I'm Alex Jones. I already talked to his sergeant yesterday.
I wasn't asking from you. I was asking from them because I don't know.
That's Rob Jacobson, Aaron Dykes. They're all radio TV hosts. That's Richard Reeves. The point is, we know we've been told that this is the same as that because we saw don't park over, or not don't park. We saw private property over there. Yeah, we're trying to leave, but did you not ask the police to keep us here?
Go ahead and load up in the car then.
Okay, yes, we're trying to leave. That's what we tried to do earlier. Okay, Richard, I'll carry this, or one of the camera guys can. Aaron, once you get this over there, it'll be fine.
Not a crime.
Get all of our equipment. I mean, yeah, hell, they got satellites and drones watching us. I mean, hell, this is the... No, we're going to walk out of here in this vehicle. He's going to drive out. Okay, there's no point. Now, listen, this is, again, live coordination on air. Richard, go find a place that's public to park. Go find... Yeah, we're just walking off the property. Just walking off. We won't come back on. Oops. Anyways, it's fun now. Richard, get yourself a cab. Come back. Great job. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do here is, Paul Watson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. We are getting off of their lordship's property here. I'm going to get this baby up. I got the one that works. We'll put fresh batteries in this. Hey, Richard, is this the one with fresh batteries? Again, guys, keep shooting because we got live Skype video here. Anyways, what's going on? Is this the one with the biggest batteries? Okay, great. Let me see the other one. This one sounds pretty good. Let me see the other one. I don't think this one's as good. Let me see that. Hello. Yeah. Well, we were planning to get our equipment ready. I'm leaving in just a minute, officer. And I know we're live on the radio, folks. Just keep streaming. Do what? Yeah, we're good. Man, I tell you, these have new batteries?
I got got new batteries too.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's fine then. All right, thank you, officer.
All right, man.
Glad we got out of this without a scrape.
I'm glad to finally met you.
Hey, it's nice to meet you, too. What's your name?
Kiefer.
Officer Kiefer. Good to meet you. Yeah, all the other guys were real nice. Some said they were listeners. But literally, I saw the don't park over there, or the no trespassing thing, and was looking around for somewhere.
Yeah,
and then you guys were instantly on us.
Public parking closed.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. It's fantastic. All right, Paul Watson, how long do we got a break here?
I think we've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes. Sure. That just gives us time to see the big crowd up there. Why don't you guys go ahead of me, and you know, be careful, don't fall over or anything at the last minute, and let's get around the corner over there and show that big crowd of people already massing, despite the fact that this big military-industrial complex area certainly does not want us parking here. They figured out that 4 years ago we parked in these big semi-empty parking lots over here. And again, if you could show people, this is where I saw the signs saying private property. So I thought, hell, it's okay to park over here. So I didn't see notices over on that side. Anyways, I thought we could find something around here. Oh, I understand. No, I believe you. I believe you. I just didn't understand that. No, I understand. I just don't want you to think I was lying to you, officer.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex.
Yes, Watson.
You were able to be in that location back in 2008 then?
Yes, we were in this location back in 2008. Well, we're even one office park over from that location. They've got police. They had notices about how it's private property over on this one area. So we drove hundreds of yards down to another office park, and there weren't any signs there. And, again, this is just ridiculous. But that isn't what matters. I've got a big notebook here from now four different sources inside Bilderberg. I talked to Daniel Estelin last night. He had a media contact here, and I'm just sitting out there on the deck of a hotel with Jim Tucker, and Estelin hadn't talked to him in years called, so he's on. Coming up, you'll be able to interview him. Again, I'm carrying the mobile radio unit and the bullhorn here. Aaron, do me a favor. Once you get up to this point, will you carry this just when I first start bullhorning? It's like you're in the Army or something. Good job. Thank you, officer.
Hey, make sure you're
no, that's good.
Today, okay?
I'll just stay close to you. Thank you. What'd you say, sir? I missed it. What?
Make sure you hydrate today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Police officers tell me make sure I hydrate. Are we still on? Everything good, guys?
Alex, I've been seeing reports about cops saying they don't want to be filmed. Is that the case?
Yeah, they were just saying don't. Wasn't he just saying don't film him earlier to Jacobson, the police officer?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. Virginia isn't one of the states. It's like Maryland and Illinois and I think 10 others where they arrest you for filming police and call it wiretapping in public places. And most of them get thrown out of courts, but they've got such police state-loving juries in places like Illinois, they're going for life in prison sentences.
Well, I noticed his glasses are recording. He asked if I had them. I don't know if they would have considered that something.
Oh, his glasses were recording?
Yeah, they got the camera right here. He admitted it.
And then he was asking if your glasses were recording.
I said, would it be all right if the police said, I don't care.
Well, of course. I mean, I've got to say these Fairfax police are about as nice as it gets. But there's just an example, though. Do you see the security guards bugging their eyes out at us?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no real threat in this country except for the criminal government. And so they're just looking for some threat. They're looking for somebody who's bad. And it's them. It's the Bilderberg group, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to salute these people. Maybe you guys should cut to the feed Jacobson's on so people can hear this. Bilderberg traitors! We're exposing you, criminals! Yeah! Oh, this is ridiculous. All this equipment. Oh, man. Oh, listen to that crowd. Yeah!
All right, folks, here it is.
Freedom! It's a word they don't want to hear around here. This is New World Order Empire Central. Yeah, skip the break. Hell, we skipped the... Okay, yeah, move the mic away. I'm being too loud. This is going to be really exciting. Look at all these great people, and it really doesn't even kick off until tonight and tomorrow.
Watch that mic.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron, get a shot of these folks up here. And, of course, we're sending out live feeds, not just on radio and XM 166. Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Hi, what's your name?
Jam, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So.
Say hi to all the radio listeners and viewers. Hey, guys. Yeah! This is fantastic. Oh, it's going to get better. This is Thursday in the afternoon, and everybody's going to get here later. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Yeah! Freedom! Long live the Republic! Death to the New World Order! Yeah! Oh, look at the dinosaur media. Hey, get a shot of the dinosaur media.
Is it true Chuck Norris is going to be here today?
That'd be great if Chuck Norris showed up.
No, at part of the conference.
But Aaron, would you really
I doubt that. No, I hadn't heard that. What are you guys with, like, Democrat comedy media or something?
How much have you made off trying to stir up people's emotions and these type of things?
Well, not as much as the bomb makers and globalists that are in here, the trillions they've stolen of taxpayer money. But, yeah, freedom is successful. We're starting to beat the globalists. We're exposing their organization. I want to salute everybody that is here. I want to thank all of you for standing up against tyranny. The Bilderberg Group is extremely upset that you're here. They're extremely upset that they're in dozens and dozens of newspapers and on television right now. The system knows that humanity is waking up. The system knows. The system is scared of the people. The system is beginning to panic. And it's because of people like you that we will defeat this foreign criminal global mafia that is trying to take our society over. I'm going to throw it back to Paul Watson for about 10 minutes. I'm going to come back. Daniel Esselman's coming up on the radio and more. And I'm going to be addressing the Bilderberg scum, and so are you, as they begin arriving in the next few hours. It's Bilderberg 2012, Chantilly, Virginia. The people strike back.
Yeah. Okay. Back here. And Alex Jones doing what Alex Jones does best. You'll notice there was some kind of sniveling little mainstream media hack in there who tried to point the finger of accusation at Alex and all the protesters there as if they were getting something out of what they're doing. These are people who have travelled hundreds of miles to great expense. They're spending money on hotels. They're spending money on filming equipment, cameras, camcorders, iPhones. They're getting 2-3 hours sleep a night covering this. And yet this sniveling little mainstream media hack points the finger at them when they should be pointing the finger at the people inside the damn hotel who are creating all the wars, collapsing the economies, and yet, you know, somehow we're under the spotlight for some reason. Again, there's an amazing We Are Change video which had just come out, which is going to be on prisonplanet.com in a short while. And it's Lawrence O'Donnell, and that exchange you heard previously just reminded me of it again. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC, and basically Luke Radowski goes up to him and says, what do you think about the Bilderberg Group? And O'Donnell says, well, I've never heard of it. Radowski says, well, it's a meeting of the most influential people on the planet. O'Donnell, in his sneering mainstream MSNBC pathetic collapsing ratings arrogance, comes back and says, no, it's not. He said, I have no idea what it is, so it's not. So because of the fact that he hasn't even heard of what the Bilderberg Group is, what it does, that means it just must not exist, or it just must have no significance whatsoever. And it's just the, you know, the leering elitism of this brain-dead teleprompter reader as he stands there. He can't even look Luke in the face. He's so high and mighty on his peanut gallery perch. It's like, you know, it's beneath him to even talk to the alternative media. And this is why, you know, the meeting of the 120 of the most powerful people on the planet is only in one U.S. newspaper or even news outlet full stop so far, the Washington Times. Nothing in the Washington Post, MSNBC, nothing. Probably because they hire idiots like Lawrence O'Donnell who get up there and say, oh, just because I don't know anything about it, that must mean it has no significance. Just the height of arrogance and ignorance, just because he's ignorant of it, you know, it doesn't exist, has no influence. And again, you saw it there in that exchange. Going back to the hassle with the police, there's already YouTube videos about activists getting pulled over by the police, having their cars searched, not even within the perimeter of the hotel, just on the roads outside. there's videos of police claiming that they can't be filmed by activists, when of course we know all the court cases say that that's not the case. You can film the police, it's a public area, no expectation of privacy. So we've got a lot of harassment going on, and it's literally, you know, a few hours into the start of the conference. Talking about trespassing, I remember, of course, last year in Switzerland, we were just driving up the mountain road there near the hotel in St. Moritz with Aaron Dykes. We got pulled over for trespassing, and we were just on a main road. You know, we had to basically pay off the cops just to get out there. But Alex has thankfully been allowed to leave the area when they were just trying to find a public parking space. And he's going to have some more bullhorning coming up. Going back to the media coverage, of course, we've got the Washington Times, we've got Daily Mail. Canadian newspapers have basically gone wild for the Bilderberg Group. There's an argument going on between two of their elected representatives, basically a slanging match between Bilderberg attendee Alison Redford, who is the Alberta premier, and her political adversary called Danielle Smith. And as we reported yesterday, Redford is this prominent global warming alarmist who's attending Bilderberg this year to push the UN's Agenda 21 and the post-industrial revolution, which in fact, if you go to the Bilderberg meetings website, this is now the new official website of the Bilderberg Group, they've actually just, as of about half an hour ago, put out their official press release. Now, of course, routinely, this press release never gets into any details and is very vague in the topics that it says the group is going to cover. And we've actually got that press release. You probably can't show it on screen because of the all the different cameras we've got running. They can't show screenshots. But we've got Bilderberg 2012 discussing transatlantic relations, evolution of the political landscape in Europe and the US, austerity and growth in developed economies. That's Agenda 21. That's reducing living standards. That's a translation. Cybersecurity, again, the US and Israel caught creating all the viruses, then calling for cybersecurity so they can shut down the internet. That's another key topic of discussion. Energy challenges, that's the post-industrial revolution, jacking up energy prices to lower people's living standards. The future of democracy, well, you know, democracy ain't got much of a future with 120 people who are supposedly representing us meeting in secret and making policy. So not much future in that. And Russia, China, and the Middle East. They've actually, this is quite unprecedented too, they've already released the full list of participants on the official Bilderberg website. Now, I remember last year in Switzerland, it wasn't until the second or third day in. It's normally towards the end of the conference that they do that. But I'm just going down the list here, looking for notable names. Of course, we've got many of the usual suspects. Kenneth Clark, of course, Lord Chancellor, Secretary of Justice from Britain. Just looking at the USA attendees. Governor of Indiana, Daniel Jr. Mitchell. Sorry, Mitchell Daniels, Governor of Indiana. Christopher DeMuth, Distinguished Fellow, Hudson Institute. And Thomas Donilon, National Security Advisor, the White House. So the White House is actually represented at the Bilderberg Group. Of course, back in, I believe it was 2009, we had an Obama representative go and visit with the Bilderberg Group. Of course, Obama himself and Hillary most likely did attend the 2008 meeting, which was also in Chantilly. So now we got Thomas Donilon, National Security Advisor at the White House, there scheming with heads of foreign corporations, academia, media moguls. Going down the list again, this is the official released list on the Bilderberg website. We're going to get this up as soon as possible, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's, of course, BilderbergMeetings.org. Niall Ferguson, Lawrence A. Tisch, Professor of History, Harvard University. Niall Ferguson, of course, he's a big mainstream historian. He's at the current meeting. So I'm seeing a lot of new faces on this list. Of course, Donald Graham, Chairman, CEO, Washington Post Company. That's why the Washington Post ain't reporting on Bilderberg. We're going to continue going through this official list of Bilderberg attendees 2012 Chantilly after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're back. It's Bilderberg 2012, and we've got the official attendee list of the global elite there in Chantilly. John Kerry, Senator for Massachusetts, violating the Logan Act. A lot of usual faces, but a lot of surprises, of course. Now we're ready to go live to Alex. Alex, we've got the official attendee list.
Amazing. That's huge news. We just got the official attendees list. Get it out, Watson, and get it up on DrudgeReport.com.
That's
by the way,
right.
The Drudge Report, more than the Washington Times, more than even WorldNet Daily, we've all done great jobs reporting on this and breaking the electronic Berlin Wall. The Drudge Report 4-5 years ago started really bringing our information out. I know we even linked to the Intel Hub the other day. That was really exciting. So a lot of great things are happening. Our time is coming because people are counting the cost and realizing the globalists are incredibly dangerous. The status quo means giving into eugenics, death, and world government. Paul, let me talk about 5 minutes here and let you get that posted. Have you been able to post that official list that we got from our little bird? You got it at InfoWars.com?
We're posting it right now at InfoWars.com.
Okay, fantastic. Paul, I'm going to get off the phone and let you call Kurt real quick or off the Skype and make sure that gets posted and everything. We do that right now?
It's Kurt's already posting it. He knows.
No, I know. But what's the provenance? Is he saying where it came from and stuff?
It's on the official Bilderberg website. They released
it
already.
Sure, I understand. So they put it out there. All right, good. The Bilderberg group themselves, again, that didn't exist a few years ago, has released the list themselves. Paul, then start going over that list. But I want to post it as Infowars.com with a link to them at the bottom. And then we can link to our page there as well. I'm just directing everybody from here in Chantilly. Please continue, Paul Watson. Go over the list for people that is just now going up at Infowars.com.
Okay, I'm going through the USA names, of course. Keith Alexander.
Start over. Start over, and I'll come back in 5 minutes.
Okay, that's Alex Jones. He'll be back soon. We're going over the official Bilderberg 2012 attendee list. Some interesting names on there and some usual suspects. I'm just going through the list of USA attendees because there's so many. They're not characterized by country, they're characterized by name. So going off the top, Keith Alexander, Commander, U.S. Cyber Command Director, National Security Agency. He's going to be meeting with the Microsoft chaps, the Google chaps, the Facebook chaps, the LinkedIn chaps to make sure that that fusion of social networking and national snooping is definitely in vogue. That's one of the topics actually in the official Bilderberg press release. They're talking about cybersecurity once again, after, of course, it was the US and Israel not only got caught releasing the Stuxnet virus, but also the new Flame virus. Basically, Israel again has come out and admitted they did it. So while they're pushing for internet control and censorship of free speech because of cybersecurity threats, they're meeting at Bilderberg to discuss cybersecurity threats. They're the ones creating the cybersecurity threats. You know the drill by now. So going down this list, Roger Altman, Evercore Partners, of course, we've got a lot of corporate people there. Royal Highness Prince Philip of Belgium, he's a regular attendee. We've got Nick Bowles, Member of Parliament, Great Britain. He's violating the law. Of course, Tony Blair attended in 93, went on to become Prime Minister. There's another We Are Change video where Luke confronts Tony Blair about the fact he lied in front of Parliament and claimed that he never attended Bilderberg. In the video, which is at prisonplanet.com, Blair admits he did attend Bilderberg in 1993. So he's been caught lying to Parliament. So now we've got another Member of Parliament, Nick Bowles, there from Britain. Again, continuing on the Bilderberg 2012 attendee list. Mitchell Daniels Jr., Governor of Indiana. Of course, we were looking for the potential VP pick for Mitt Romney's running mate. I'm going to have to check if he's a Republican or a Democrat, but we're going to look at the names for that. Thomas Donilon, as I said before, National Security Advisor of the White House. So the Obama administration again has a representative at Bilderberg, as they did back in 2009. Robert Dudley, BP, of course, all the oil companies represented. Goldman Sachs. Oh, Michael Evans, Vice Chairman, Global Head of Growth Markets, Goldman Sachs. Of course, Goldman Sachs have used their technocrats to basically take over the IMF and the entire European economy. We've got the EU titans, Von Rompuy and Trichet, according to Jim Tucker, meeting there. Don't know if they're on this list or not, but routinely, some of the bigger names that you see attending at Bilderberg and the ones that have been photographed will not appear on this official list. It's important to stress this is not an exhaustive list. This is merely the people who have consented to appear on the list. If attendees wish to opt out of the list, they don't appear on it, but they can appear at the conference because they've been photographed. HSBC, of course, all the banks represented. Austin Goolsbee, Professor of Economics, University of Chicago, academia represented. Again, Donald Graham, Washington Post Company. That's why you're not reading about it in the Washington Post, even though it's in their backyard, because he's sworn to secrecy. We've got Britt Harris, Teacher Retirement System of Texas. Reid Hoffman, Co-Founder, Executive Chairman, LinkedIn. Again, that's the mesh between social media, the CIA, and the National Security Agency, because, of course, it's a giant spying database. That's what it was always intended to be. We've got another representative from China. Of course, last year we had a Chinese representative, and that was abnormal. We've got one again this year, Yiping Huang, Professor of Economics, China Center for Economic Research. John Huntsman, of course, U.S. presidential candidate, dropped out quite early. His team, of course, vigorously attacked the Ron Paul campaign at every turn, put out fake information about Ron Paul, attempting to portray him as a racist. John Huntsman is at Bilderberg 2012, so he certainly inserted himself back into the elitist fold after his failed presidential venture. Again, continuing down this list of official Bilderberg 2012 attendees, Eric Israelitz, CEO Le Monde, that's the French newspaper, Kenneth Jacobs, Chairman CEO Lazard, James A. Johnson, Vice Chairman Perseus LLC, and of course, that was the guy who back in 2008 picked Barack Obama's running mate, Joe Biden, so he's there again. He's always there when there's a U.S. presidential election to be manipulated. So James A. Johnson again. Vernon Jordan, senior manager Lazard, he's a regular attendee from my knowledge. Continuing on the list, John Kerry, as I said before, senator from Massachusetts. John Kerry, of course, former presidential candidate himself back in 2004, and Skull and Bones member. Remember the Skull and Bones presidential election when he ran against George W. Bush. So John Kerry, along with Huntsman, is at the 2012 Bilderberg conference. Henry Kissinger, of course, on the steering committee, war criminal. The Alberta premier I discussed earlier gave a elitist scoffing remark when she was criticized for attending Bilderberg. She said it was, you know, that her political adversary was not sophisticated enough to understand that this is a sophisticated confab that's necessary for world affairs. A not very sophisticated meeting with a war criminal, Henry Kissinger, okay? Don't try and pass it off as that. So Kissinger's there again. Klaus Kleinfeld, Chairman CEO, Alcoa. And I'm just reading out the USA ones. I'm not even going to get to the European ones because obviously it's a list of 140-odd people. Henry Kravis, Colbert Kravis Roberts, he was there last year. Marie-Josie Kravis, Udston Institute, that's his wife. Fred Krupp, President, Environmental Defense Fund. Oh, isn't that interesting? Now, we know the Agenda 21 and ecological sustainability is going to be on the agenda. We leaked that on, I believe it was a couple of days ago. And, of course, that's all designed to hijack the environmental movement. The global warming, the man-made global warming mantra has largely been discredited, so now they're going to shift it into endangered species and other environmental threats to try and push through that carbon tax, which you pay straight to Al Gore's back pocket. So we've got Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp representing the USA at Bilderberg 2012. We've got some people from Israel there. Cheng Li, Director of Research, China Center Brookings Institution, of course, they've been putting out numerous reports calling for an invasion of Syria, so that could very well be on the agenda. The Dow Chemical Company. Okay, now we're going back to Alex Jones, live at Bilderberg 2012.
Here from the scene, what I want to do is, Paul, just so I don't just sit here and host the show the entire time myself, when we're bullhorning and things, I want the guys to fade you down occasionally and go back to the live feed, because the guys, they're not going to cut into you when you're talking. So you're going to have to, every few minutes or so, remind them to go to the feed so everybody can see this, who's watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the free streams at Infowars.com, Ustream, you name it. Because they're now bringing in some of these barricades here in front of us. The police now are being told to white glove. That is a cool shirt that guy's got over there, where it shows a photographer as a target. That's a great We Are Change shirt. All of this is going on. Oh, there goes one of the AMCN-37. I want to get these license plates. And these guys have these black Suburbans. They feel all powerful. They're part of the in-group. You're nobody. You're being injected with cancer viruses. There's probably about 20 police out here. And I said, hey, I bet some of you got autistic or mentally retarded children from the vaccines and the GMO. And a couple of cops got mad. See, I'm bad telling them why their children are brain damaged. I'm bad telling them why their wife's dying of cancer at 36. I'm bad for telling them they're being murdered. Literally. It's a Stockholm syndrome where they love their abusers. They love their abusers. That is what is going on here. Paul, how much of the list have you gone through?
gone through most of it. Some interesting people on there. John Kerry, John Huntsman, of course, usual suspects, Google, Microsoft. The Obama White House has their national security advisor there, so they're represented once again. A lot of new names on
well,
it. From what I can
the
see.
Way they're acting, they're probably going to have Obama or Romney or somebody slinking in here. One of these criminals. All right, again. All right, there's the head police guy right there. Can you come talk to me, please, sir? I remember you're riding around on the golf cart. Can you take me to the leader? Can I talk to somebody from the police department, please? From the Fairfax County Sheriff's Office or whatever it is. No, no, I need to talk to somebody. They wanted to talk to me at the beginning. I need to talk to one of you guys. Again, we get the silence of when the NSA is listening to our phones. They just sit there and go, yeah, it's criminal, we do it, so what? Your bank account's ours. Seriously. Hey, I need you guys to talk to whoever's in charge. I mean, I'm the guys came to me yesterday as a leader of the protest. I need to speak to you. All right. Again, I want to talk to you guys. I need to talk to some of the police. Here, you going right now? You streaming live? Here. Guys, are we on air right now? Here, I'm going to go over and talk to the police. Come on, let's go talk to them here. Let's go. Who's in charge here, guys? But you obviously couldn't hear me when I was over there. I know, but we're here, we're citizens. I need to talk to somebody.
Not on the middle of the
road. Okay, well, who's your commander? Okay, who's your commander? See, there, that is secret police right there. And look, he's pushing me. I don't need to be pushed. I need to know who Sergeant, who's your superior? Who's your superior? Who's your superior? Are you their superior? Okay, well, do I need to go to the police department and talk to him? So I need to go over there. I mean, that's not an unreasonable request. Hey, do you really think sodium fluoride is good for you?
We don't have to be your enemies.
Well, where's the property line? Right here?
Because the people behind you will never be your
friends. You savored telling me step back. Are you like a big wimp that got into this so you can beat people up? Because the cops I met yesterday weren't like that.
The Nazi said I was just following.
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen to this country? You guys are going to be in a lot of trouble.
You're just following orders. I understand.
I mean, can you guys just not act pathetic? Do you realize Hillary Clinton was fined $300,000, what was it, 94 for this meeting? This is illegal. And all I want to do is talk to whoever's in charge. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a reasonable request. Because it's wrong to be doing everything you guys can. Look at those sacks of garbage over there. The worst is the security guys. They always think they're so good. Those guys are nobodies. And I'll never believe how these little nobodies think they're so powerful. It's so incredibly pathetic. I am going to go down to that. I am going down there today. And again, once the protest starts, I mean, one reason they're probably a little more grumpy today is everybody's saying scumbag and stuff to the hotel workers driving in. That's another issue, folks. You might just want to actually call the limousine scumbags, because the hotel workers, half of them don't even know what's going on. Okay, well, later I am going to go down there to the sheriff's department. I guess that's what you guys want down there. Doesn't matter. Because they've militarily trained them, and militaries are designed to fight enemies. That's why we don't have peace officers anymore. We have an occupied government. We have TSA on the highways, totally out of their jurisdiction. They're hiring defrocked pedophiles to head the TSA up. CBS News, because that's what it is. Now, most of these guys aren't pedophiles. These are just military types. You know, that military mindset, and we are the Iraqis. We are the Russians. That's just some driver getting ready to pick people up. They will have the stupid little B in the window if you don't know that code word. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you, man. Good to meet you in person after all these years.
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt, but I hope I can interview you later.
Absolutely. I want to talk to all you guys. Hey, Watson, you still there on the radio live?
Yeah, we're still here watching you live, Alex.
Again, for XM listeners on channel 166 and other systems, keep listening to the radio. You can go to InfoWars.com. There is free video streams. You can actually put faces to all the things that we're doing right here. Again, I met with the police yesterday. They were really, really nice. Off the side, if you said, yeah, we listen to the show, a few of them. Today, most of these police are nice, but I haven't been here till now with protests. People are yelling scumbag and stuff. So I'm sure the police, people are talking about them, and then the cops are acting tough. And then there's always a few of them you could tell weren't too tough growing up, and now they want to show you they're tough. And then, of course, you just point that out to them, and they get embarrassed. And it is embarrassing. You know, the ridiculous exercise of power is embarrassing. I have a lot of power. I have 15 million listeners. And sometimes I misuse it. It's embarrassing. But, you know, the point is that we're here confronting a global mafia. In fact, Paul, why don't you do it? Why don't we get Kurt Nemo or Paul or one of you guys do an article about the Logan Act and how this is illegal? Why don't we do a report on that? We need a report pointing out the Bilderberg meeting is illegal. That's the headline. I mean, I'm telling these guys it's illegal, and they're rolling their eyes at me. I want to write an article about that with links.
Bilderberg 2012. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show, May 31st edition, and of course it's the first day of Bilderberg 2012. We've got police harassing activists already, reports of people getting pulled over, vehicles searched, criminal background checks run. Alex Jones and crew tried to park in a a public parking lot, were kicked out, police tried to intimidate them. And now Alex Jones is live on the scene with the bullhorn, and he's joined by Adam Kokesh of Adam versus the Man.
Yes, so yes, go and back. I just want to be clear. Now, are we ever sending out this Skype feed that we have, or is that needed, or should Aaron go to live feed? Okay, that's live right now. Yes, it is live right now, Aaron. Okay, fantastic. Great job, guys. Okay, fantastic. We have double boxes up there on TV right now. Adam Kokesh, you got here about 3 hours before we did. Tell us, host of Adam versus the Man, tell us what you witnessed.
Sure. Well, we had kind of an uneasy standoff until about an hour ago, where the entire crowd was out here on the sidewalk on the public property, and the police had their checkpoint well away from the cameras, where you couldn't see what was going on. You couldn't really see who was involved. And one of the gentlemen here, as part of the protest, decided to go and ask for identification for the officers involved in order to report them as violators of the Logan Act, and use that, as you did, as a way of simply starting a conversation, having it in an official capacity, saying this is something that you are obligated to do. As an honest member of law enforcement, you have an obligation to identify yourself by name and badge number. And what prompted their response that you see now, where we're all pushed back and barricaded in here, was that he was completely rebuffed in all of his attempts. They let him, as they pushed the crowd of us back that were trying to record what was going on, they allowed him to write down names and badge numbers, but there was no official communication at all. And it seems it's one of those really weird things. Like you said, you can point out the psychological underpinnings of the insecurities of these officers and embarrass them, but they are relatively disciplined, and they understand, even though they're local Fairfax County, Virginia officers, that this is a special event, and you're not obligated to do your normal duties as a law enforcement agent.
And everywhere the globalists go, they turn it into a police state and a martial law drill. All over the world is standardized.
Of course. And so what we have now is where people are being barricaded back specifically here to the public
property. This is what went on in Iraq when you were there. I mean, the exact same science of control is being brought here.
Well,
the drones, the face scanning.
Man, what I would compare more to my time in Iraq was what happens at a TSA checkpoint. You know, when I ran
exactly
an entry control point at a civil military operations center in Fallujah, and in order to let an Iraqi into our facility, they would have to get a pat down, similar to what happens at a TSA checkpoint.
No, they admit at MIT developed that in Iraq for the U.S. as a laboratory.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's perfect. And now you see here, even in Virginia, like, I feel less safe than Iraq. I'm gonna, I'm really tempted to move out and join you in Texas, man. At least if there's any chance of secession. But, you know, here in Virginia, the governor is saying that we need more drones for law enforcement, and his justification for it is how successful they've been on the battlefield. And what he's telling us is that he's going to turn this into a battlefield. He's going to keep the police state imposing the same kind of martial law that we were imposing in Iraq. And that was my big objection. It wasn't law. It wasn't law and order. It was martial law. And it's the same thing here. Now what we have is not a response from law enforcement that is intended to protect and serve. They won't even converse with people here beyond issuing orders. And this is exactly the kind of...
They train them to dehumanize us and dehumanize themselves.
Absolutely. The same way that we dehumanize the enemy in Iraq. It's the exact same thing. They're the Praetorian Guard, especially those here. But what's so sick about the modern police state is that well-intentioned officers all over the country are now in a position where they basically at any time get drafted into what really here today is very especially a manifestation of the Praetorian Guard.
Well, we got to move back. More barricades.
The superclass.
All right, we're going to break, folks. Paul Watson. We're going to get Daniel Esselin coming on at 8 after. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Scott the list. Infowars.com.
Okay, that's Alex Jones live on the scene at Chantilly. Of course, the 2012 Bilderberg Conference. We've got the official attendee list now released on the Bilderberg website.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.